Hey! Ya! Ya! Come on! Here! Woo! Ha! Ya!
Whoa!
Halt!
I have halted.
Stay your business!
I demand to see the Queen!
Oh! I have to see the Queen. The Queen! I must see her. Death is coming. I have to see the Queen!
Well, you're seeing her now.
Ended up as queen.
I know. If the crown fits, eh? Was it really just a few weeks ago?
Oh, flashback.
No, probably concussion. Anyway, a few weeks ago in that casino in the French Riviera.
It's not Blackpool.
Sulking?
Well, I'm still hoping for a donkey ride. I wonder why the TARDIS brought us here. Something's up.
Not complaining.
Champagne.
Absolutely. Now then, I'm going to lose me some money.
Oh, Donna.
Croupier, excuse me, moi, prendez vous les euros?
1780s? Also telepathic translation.
Shh. Now, garçon, how does this one work? I've always wanted to go on the spinny thing.
Excuse me, it's called roulette, madam.
Gotcha. You don't sound French.
I'm from Gauritania.
Never heard of it.
I am Crown Prince Rudolf of Gauritania.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, still not heard of it.
You're really called Rudolf. Oh, it's amazing. Donna Noble, enchanté.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Gauritania, who made that one up?
Enchanté, really and truly, madam. Is your friend all right? He appears to be muttering a lot.
He does that.
Why?
Then, if he is quite well, permit me to have the pleasure of showing you roulette.
What a sunset.
As beautiful as your eyes.
Shut up.
No.
Funny thing, Gauritania. Why have I never heard of it?
Toxo, what are you doing here? That is just... Oh, my God.
I thought you'd like it. They do them exquisitely here. To be perfect, an oyster must be absolutely fresh.
Of course, Rudolph. No, sorry, it's your name. Still, Prince Rudolph. You got any other names?
Well, I have 36 formal titles. If you're having trouble sleeping, I can recite them to you.
Later, maybe. I'll have another one of these first. Of course, you know what they say about oysters.
No, what do they say?
Well, they say they're in...
Thing is, Gauritania is still not ringing any bells, and I have been everywhere. Oh, breadsticks.
Doctor!
It is a beautiful painting, is it not?
Yeah. Looks a bit like you, with worse hair.
You're too kind.
No, I'm not.
Oh, hello, you two. Guess what I found? A copy of the Gauritanian Royal Standard. Pretty rare. Turns out, it's not just a flag. It's a declaration of eternal peace. You have not had a war in 500 years. Not even a little one. Fancy that. Aren't art galleries brilliant?
Doctor.
Ah, Doctor. How lovely to see you again.
I know. I thought I'd lost you in the Dutch Masters. Who doesn't love a nicely painted apple? But here I am. Anyway, Gauritania.
We're very dull. I assure you.
I'd love to know more about your 500 years of peace.
It's all about to come to a crashing halt.
Really?
Yeah, with a murder.
It's a smashing day for a carriage ride.
Isn't Forrest that way?
I do believe it is. Doctor?
Yeah, well, picnics are a bit rubbish, aren't they? Especially when compared to a church archive. You see that church over there? They're supposed to have some fascinating heraldic scrolls and grass rubbing.
Doctor, pull up!
Why? What?
Whoa. One of the horses has thrown a shoe, I'm afraid. See?
Oh, not a problem. I've got just the thing that'll fix this. I've been dying to use the setting for horseshoes, and now, oh yes, its time has come. Oi! Donna! Donna, come back!
Donna Noble.
Yes.
Will you marry me?
That was weeks ago. Look, sorry about running off, but you know, royalty.
No, it's fine, really.
Amazed it took you so long to find me.
What? I'd never heard of Goritania. Hard place to find.
We prefer to think of ourselves as out of the way.
We?
And, how are you? How's being queen?
Brilliant. I've got an army.
My lady, did you just sound the war horn?
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, it's a lovely sound, though. Sorry. I've got all the mod cons. I'm supposed to have a bath in that? It's not even warm! And the food is amazing. Where's the prince?
He is still hunting, milady.
Never mind, I'm starving. Bring it on.
It is customary to wait for the prince, ma'am.
Oh. And guess what? I've got servants. Me! Waited on hand and foot. Can you lot not even leave me alone for a moment?
But, madam, we are your maids.
You won't even let me dress myself.
Of course not, ma'am.
And now you're following me to the bathroom.
But of course.
Yes, brilliant here. Just like a fairy tale. Ever since I first arrived and heard those four magic words.
I love you. Three, surely.
Four.
Rudolph, who is this?
Mother, this is Donna. I'm going to marry her.
You will not.
Well, perhaps it was three little words after all.
Ow! Sit still.
Honestly, child, has no one ever brushed your hair properly before? It would disgrace a maid having to sort this out. This is a veritable slattern's tangle.
You what? Ow! The Queen Mum, my biggest fan.
Who changed the tablecloth?
Oh, I did. Someone had spilt something.
The linen is changed on Thursdays.
But it needed...
You should have come to me.
What? Rudolph, I can't even get a tablecloth changed.
Donna, my love.
I don't get to make any decisions around here. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. It's not fair. And I don't even get a crown.
Oh, certainly not. Not until you are married at Rudolph's coronation.
You lot. What are you like? Isn't that a bit fiddly?
Fiddly?
Yeah. But it is, though.
Rudolph? I am very disappointed in you. I sent you out into the world to find a bride. And you come back with... Well...
Do go on.
One shall not stay here to be further insulted. Good night, Rudy dear.
Good night, Mother.
Rudolph, are you... She's...
You really ought to make more of an effort with her.
Me?
Really? She loves you.
Oh, yeah, the Queen Mum loves me.
Well, I'm happy for you. Now, listen.
What? What is this? I expected no better of you, Donna. You, young man.
Me?
If you are no doubt some hastily discarded paramour come to reclaim this gold-digging minx, let me assure you that you would ordinarily be most welcome. Regrettably, however... She is engaged to be crowned queen at my son's coronation.
Oh, no, it's not that at all. It's about, marriage and a coronation. Isn't that a bit of a fiddly ceremony?
That's what I said.
We're no ordinary kingdom.
What? No, I thought not. When I saw your flag had small print. What language is that in, by the way?
Clearly not a scholar. What are you? Card shop?
Oh.
purse snatcher? Or a fading gigolo?
Listen, Your Majesty, I came here on important... Is she always like this?
Yeah.
Ooh, poor Donna. I am here on a life or death matter.
Of course you are. How much do you want? Someone, bring me a banker's draft.
Listen to me. This entire kingdom is about to be laid waste. Something very bad is coming.
Oh, a likely story.
Look out the window! Actually, not that one. It's stained glass. So is that one. No, look, do you have any normal windows?
Are we a window salesman now?
Doctor, never said this before, but fancy a quick trip round my ramparts? What the hell do you think you're doing? Are you going to ruin all my weddings? Through here, shortcut. Don't mind us, just passing through.
What's this, a schoolroom?
My handmaids used to spend all day embroidering stuff that, so I've taught them shorthand.
Not invented yet, 1780s.
And reading and writing, etc. Bit limited as to textbooks.
Come now, repeat. And Nino took her in his arms.
And Nino took her in his arms. And all the while, he murmured in her ear, "You rich capitalist dog."
What?
Jackie Collins, about the book I had on me. Very good, ladies. This is the doctor. We're off to the battlements. He says the sky is falling in.
Pleased to meet you, doctor, you rich capitalist dog.
Charmed.
This way.
Donna!
Thought you'd be impressed. Better than spending all their spare time doing embroidery.
No, I'm stunned.
And don't you start on your web of time whatnot. It was either teach them that or confessions of a shopaholic. Oh, she is so me. And ramparts.
See, Donna Noble, the sky really is falling in.
Oh, that is one weird cloud.
Yeah, it's deadly.
How do you know?
I bring death. The price must be paid. I bring death.
See?
A giant talking cloud. Oh, that is so new. Things are finally going well for me and you do this.
Me?
Yes, you. Just listen to it.
I bring death. The price must be paid.
Know anyone else who gets menaced by clouds?
Well,
No, you. Listen, I'm becoming queen today. Queen, all the times I've been there for you. You know, saving your skinny little hide. And I wanted just once to have one happy day all of my very own. But no, you just got to make it all about you.
I bring death. The price must be paid.
And you can shut up.
Donna, honestly, I don't know what that thing in the sky is, but I do know that it's coming towards us and it's lethal and we need
just
to get out.
Just doesn't matter. Just, you know, bzz it. Make it go away.
It.
Yes, your sonic screwdriver. Wave it at the cloud. Talk clever and go home.
It's not a magic wand.
I bring death. The price must be paid.
What's it going on about?
It's getting very close. Tearing through the trees like wet paper. Oh, it's bad, isn't it?
It's surrounded the entire kingdom. It's destroying everything in its path. I only just made it through. Anyway, you are quite sure you're happy?
You're asking now?
Yes, I care about you.
Rudolph's great. Bit more baggage than normal, but, hey, royal baggage.
And Queen Mum?
Her, no worse than mine. And she's worth it because Rudolph...
Mummy's boy.
He is not! Look!
I bring death. The price must be paid.
Men, attack the cloud, that's right. Aim and loose your arrows. Come on, come on.
Oh, hello, Donna.
Hello, you.
Oh, and, Doctor, hello again. Come to look round our museums. Glad to take you. Just got my hands full at the moment.
Men! Are you ready? Right! Defend the castle!
That's my boy.
Donna, is he, shooting arrows at a cloud?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure can pick him.
Oh, God, I just...
I bring death. I must show you what happens when my bargain is not kept. War. I bring death. The price must be paid.
That cloud is destroying everything.
Yeah. Arrows not stopping it, surprisingly.
Oh, shut up. That thing is going to kill everything in its path. And you're just... Oh, Donna's got another rubbish boyfriend.
No, at all. It's just, you know, arrows, cloud. Bows and arrows against the lightning.
At least he's doing something.
Donna, that thing is lethal. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to stop it. The only thing we can do is to get away from it.
Not the only thing. You're forgetting who's queen. Everyone listen to me. I, Queen Donna, have sounded the war horn. Get the people inside the castle and then batten down the hatches.
Donna, what are you doing?
You heard me, Rudolph. I'm saving my people. Everyone, get inside. Come on, Rudy, meet me at the castle gates. Chop, chop. Come on, move yourself. Get a ship, Dom. Come on, that's it. Quick, hurry up.
That's my queen.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing, isn't she?
I must go and help her.
One question.
Yes, the castle has an art gallery, but sadly it is closed today.
No, the wording on the royal flag, it's in a language even I can't translate.
Is it?
Uh-huh, no help from you on that one. All right, then, different question. What is that cloud? Because you know, don't you?
All I know is that it brings death, and not even Donna Noble can keep it out.
Keep moving. Get them all inside. That's right. Yeah, okay. Go on. Bring the sheep. Come on. No dawdling. Any more? No? Right then. Raise the drawbridge. Raise the drawbridge. Donna, what are you like?
What is the meaning of this? Rudolph, there you are. Explain.
Well, Mother.
There are peasants in my castle.
Yes, there are. Because, Your Mummesty, if we left them outside, they'd be dead. But what?
How dare you tell me what to do? How dare you issue orders for the army?
You know what? I'm doing something to save my kingdom.
Your kingdom?
Yeah.
Well, I know my place, I am sure.
Right then, guards, take these good people out to the stables, find quarters for them, and don't go cooking the sheep. Queen Donna, got her eye on you. Come on, quick sticks.
Wow.
What did you say?
Nothing.
I thought not. As if there weren't enough on my plate, all this, and a coronation to organise, so much to be done.
You're not serious. There's Stormzilla out there and you're still going ahead with the coronation.
Absolutely, it is what Goritania does.
Deadly cloud, world falling apart, and you're all business as usual. What is going on here?
No questions, get out of my way. Nothing must interfere with the happiest day of your life. Oh, Rudolph, you know what to do. Issue the ritual challenge. Send out standard bearers against that thing. Show it we mean business.
Yes, Mother.
I bring death. The price must be paid.
So what are you? Oh, well, you're no longer a cloud. You're more of a mist now, circling the castle. Perfectly circling the castle. Oh, and you need hum. Strange energy readings. And, of course, there's something moving around in the mist. Oh, Donna, what's going on here? Army of scouts. Well, that's unusual.
That's right, men. All of you, hold aloft the royal standard. Issue the ritual challenge. Tell them who we are and what we stand for. We are Goritania. We have had 500 years of peace. Yes! Very good. Well done, men.
Don't do this.
Go out there, hold your flags high, and make Goritania proud.
You're sending them to their deaths.
She's not the time, not the place.
Ignore her! Women, eh? Warriors.
What?
Those men are going out to defend Goritania. We don't have to do it often. They don't need telling they're going to die.
Don't do this. You don't know what you're up against. Let the doctor...
Go out there and talk our attacker to death.
Less pointless than this. Please.
We have to show the standard. Prove that we live by it. Our flag stands for centuries of peace.
Don't be an idiot.
An idiot who is not going to surrender.
Men! You are protected by the banner of Goritania. Go out there and fight for eternal peace!
Stupid.
Hope!
stand aloft. Listen to me. In the name of Goritania, we come out to parley with you. In the name of peace.
I bring death. The price must be paid.
You hear me? In the name of peace. In peace. In
not watching the slaughter, Your Majesty.
Our men are doing what must be done in the name of peace, flying the flag. One is so proud of them.
So proud you're sitting in the one room in the castle whose windows you can't see out of, huh?
I do not need to see.
Oh, yes, you do! See, Your Majesty? Look out there at your men! Dying! Look!
It sounds as though there is nothing for me to see.
Never tell Donna I said this, but some people almost aren't worth saving.
You have her wrong, you know. I think after all, she will make a fine queen.
Better than you deserve.
Send for someone to repair the window, would you?
They all just died. Rudolph, you sent them out there and they died. You said they'd be fine, and I believed you.
Well, I did what had to be done.
Why did you do that?
Because I would like to be king, and that means sometimes asking people to die.
I could never do that. There's nothing left of them but their flags, even the horses.
Would you do anything I asked you to, Donna?
Why would you send people out to their deaths? Why?
You're not listening to me.
Because I just don't understand. There's an army of skeletons out there, and that's crazy. But you're taking them in your stride. You're just like him.
We have faced this threat before. Trust me, we know what we're doing. My ancestors prevailed. And ever since, we've been at peace.
But, really? Oh, well, that's weird.
And yet you're not fainting. You're not calling for smelling salts. You've not shrieked once. You're remarkable.
Yeah. When I met you, I just wanted a break from remarkable. And some fairy tale this has turned out to be. They all died. You sent them out there, you ordered them to die, but you still haven't said why.
A king can order anyone to do anything.
Right. Thing is, this has been fun and everything, but I think I'll be going home.
Oh, don't think you're going, my love!
Ow!
Now listen to me! Ruling isn't all fancy crowns. You have to make tough choices. For example, if you don't marry me, then everyone in this kingdom will die.
You are kidding.
Look out there at the dead and tell me if I'm lying. Yes, Donna, you said you wanted a chance to make some decisions. Well, here's one for you. And no, it's not fair.
Madam?
Go away!
Madam?
Oh, come in, Hortense!
Madam, are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I am. I look it, don't I? No, it doesn't matter. What I really feel doesn't matter.
The Queen Mother sent me to fit your wedding dress.
Yeah. Right? Show must go on. I can't stop looking out there at those bodies. Do you know what that cloud thing is?
No, madam. It is terrible, is it not? I would do anything in my power to stop it.
Would you?
Why, yes. It has destroyed my mother's house, the church, the woods I played in as a child. It is terrible.
It killed all those soldiers, just stripped the flesh from their bones.
All that remains are their flags. I wish it could be stopped. Do you... No, forgive me, madam.
Go on.
Do you know a way it might be stopped? It's only... I'm just a maid. We are a peaceful people. We rely on our betters to protect us.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. And don't go thinking you're just a maid. Can't let my people down. Come on, get the wedding dress out. Let's get this over with.
You are very lucky to be marrying the king.
Am I?
He is most handsome. And he really loves his people. He is so kind.
Right. Yeah.
Here is your slip, madam. All the maids have embroidered it for you. We hope it brings you good luck and a happy life.
Thanks. It's beautiful, Hortense, really beautiful.
We're really happy to have you here, madam. Left arm, please.
Yeah.
Very good. Now the right.
Okay. All right. How do I look?
Like a queen, Your Majesty. I hope you have a long and happy reign. Madam?
Nothing.
Oh, forgive me, madam, of course. You must be so happy.
Yeah.
Just a few little stitches at the back.
Okay. What's happening out there now? It seems insane having a wedding with all that going on.
The Queen Mother insists it is the right thing to do.
She would. But look at it all, just... Hold on. Can you see that? A figure's coming out of the mist.
Really?
It's a skeleton wearing a black cloak. It's just standing there. Oh, hang on. Oh, I don't believe this. We're in a castle, under siege by death.
The King protect us.
Staring at me. Death is staring at me.
Move those drapes.
No.
No, 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 no. Those are the wrong flowers. How many times? Where is the man with velvet? Ah, Rudolf, have you seen the golden candelabra?
The castle's still surrounded.
That's nice, dear. Now, help me sort out this tablecloth. Goodness me, those maids.
We sent the men. I sent them out there bearing the flag of Goritania aloft. They issued the ritual challenge. And it killed them all.
Good, good. Oh, there is a definite crease in this. Maybe it'll do.
It just wiped them out. And he has arrived. Death is waiting outside the walls.
He wants to come in, I expect. But don't admit him, not yet.
I'm worried about Donna. Should we have told her more about the bargain? She seems very upset. I had to be quite firm with her.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine. But if she has managed to make a mess of her dress, I will kill her myself.
But my lady...
No, you heard me. Go, go, go on. Get on with your needlework. I can dress myself, you know. Shoo.
No, no. Thought I'd find you in here in a month.
Woohoo! Blimey! That is one amazing dress!
Thanks. As a little girl, I never wanted to be a princess. Look at me now.
I mean, it's huge. You could make a blanket fort in there.
Wow. You can't even compliment me on my wedding dress.
Oh, come on. Blanket fort. No, no, you're right. Sorry. No. I'm sorry.
Thanks. It's just a dress.
I mean, I'm sorry because I lied to you.
Oh? About what?
I said I was fine. Fine about you leaving, and I'm not. So many of you have come and gone. I never get used to it. You think I would have done by now, but no. Just when I think it's all going well and we'll be together forever, you're wandering off to go and save another universe or get married. How do you lot fall in love so quickly?
Well,
I just don't get
funny
it. But it's,
say
yeah,
that.
Short lives, I suppose. Still, so long as you're happy and you're with the right man, and he is the right man. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Of course he is. Of course he is. I mean, well, no man's ever going to be good enough for my Donna, but yes, yes. Off you go. Every time one of you leaves. I'm not ready. I never am. You lot. Ugh. Every one of you a heartbreaker.
That's why you've got two of them, stupid. Listen,
yeah, I suppose, but it just doesn't make it any easier. You all leave. Even the robot dog left me twice.
All right, Doctor, I am trying to
tell you... And another
you...
thing. The universe just never gives me a break. Chance to lick my wounds? A spa day, maybe? But, oh, no, giant cloud of alien death. Well, fine. I'll sort that out. One more thing, so many more things. Never, never, never ends.
Doctor, I am sorry, all right? Sorry I ran away, but you've been a bit of a gooseberry. And look,
gooseberry?
The thing is,
you're just showing
right.
an interest.
The thing is, you
yeah,
were right.
Of course I was. Something's very fishy about Goritania.
No, you were right about
exactly.
Rudolf.
Giant alien cloud skeletons. And have you seen? Death himself is standing outside.
Yes, but
Death,
listen,
isn't that amazing? See, I was right.
Oh.
Anyway, I wish we had more time, but you've met your man. I'm happy for you, and yeah. I know when I'm in the way.
No,
Doctor, not another word. I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yes, but okay, I'm not.
Of course.
Don't you
understand? You will be okay. You will be superb. I mean, look at you. Donna Noble. You're getting married and you look amazing. But you're all alone. Where are all your maids? Isn't that rather sad?
I am death. My bargain must be kept. I am death. I demand admittance.
Donna, that thing is summoning some form of psionic attack. Get down! I'm sorry, what?
Poor little Donna all alone. Oh, you. My maids haven't deserted me. They've gone to do something very clever because they love me, you prawn.
Oh.
Hit it, girls!
Yes, Your Majesty! You heard the Queen. Hang out the banners! That's right, every window! Come on there, Juliet! We must have a banner at every window! Pull tight! Make a circle! Move it! Move it!
What's going on?
Well, it's that flag you're so obsessed about. When those soldiers went out to meet the cloud, their flags were the only thing it left untouched. The royal standard brings luck and the rest. I got the maids to paint the flag onto bedsheets, hang them out of every window, and form a ring around the castle walls. Clever, eh?
Oh.
The flag's working, Your Majesty!
Excellent work, Hortense!
It's Your Majesty now, is it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Now, do you know why that worked?
No.
Me neither, but...
Saving face.
Keeping you informed, you see...
Saving face.
I'd never heard of Gauritania. Odd, 500 years of peace, I'd be bound to have heard of that. So, I started researching it when you first met Rudolph. And when I saw that flag, I realised...
I'm afraid the clever's going to have to wait a bit. I've got to go and get married.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah.
Goodbye, Donna.
In hope and honor, this day shall see Gauritania renewed. All arise for Queen Donna.
Blimey, this is quite something. Hello.
Hello. I'm pleased to see you decided to go through with it.
Yeah, well... These are my people now.
If I was abrupt earlier, I apologise.
Doesn't matter. Well, it does. But, well, here I am. Just a pity you weren't nicer about it.
As I said, I apologise. The people are staring.
All right. Shall we do this? Got a dress, got a crowd. Seems a shame not to. So what order do we do this in? Do I marry you first, or are you crowned king? How does it work?
Ah, it's complicated.
Today sees the renewal of our kingdom. We are gathered to witness the coronation of King Rudolph as Queen Donna gives herself to this nation.
Eh? Did I miss a bit?
Lady Donna Noble, you are an outsider to our country, and yet in you our people are reborn. I must... formally ask you, do you love this man?
Yes.
And do you give yourself to him and to Gauritania?
Yes.
And Rudolph, do you love this woman?
I do.
And do you give her to Gauritania?
I do.
Let him enter.
Good evening. I am Death. I have come for my queen.
Oh, hello. Hortense, isn't it?
Yes. You're not at the wedding, sir?
No. Been to one of Donna's weddings before. Maybe I'll go to her next one.
But it is a great occasion.
I'm sure it is. So great that everyone seems to have forgotten about the army of skeletons standing outside. Everyone except you.
I am keeping an eye on the banners.
Quick thinking.
ringing the castle with a flag?
It is a tradition among us. When maids go courting, we wear a bracelet woven from the royal standard. It is believed it protects us.
So you made a barrier out of flags. And for some reason, what's outside can't touch the flag. I wonder why. What does the inscription on the flag mean?
No one knows.
Yeah, I certainly don't. And I can read everything. Literally. Not lying, not bragging, everything. Either those words are from a language so ancient, or they don't want to be read. Don't want to be read, of course!
Sir?
I've just been very clever. Come on, I need a close look outside this window at your banner. Ah, oh, yes! Yes, I'm right! I am so right! I am so right, Donna would kill me!
What is it, Doctor?
Exactly the correct question. Hortense, how do you feel about saving the universe? I may have a vacancy coming up.
I require my Wednesday afternoons off.
Oh, no problem. Wednesday afternoon, the universe puts its out of office on.
What have you found, Doctor?
Again! Excellent question. Well, you see this right there? Ah! Ah!
Death.
This is who you're marrying.
What?
I am Death. I have come for my bride.
You're not Death.
See, at my touch, you weak fool.
Leave them! We made a bargain.
It is a mere demonstration. The price must be paid. The bargain stands.
What bargain? What bargain?
I'm sorry. We loved each other. You agreed to marry me, and that means that by making a terrible sacrifice, I can save Goritania. I'm truly sorry. I must give you to Death.
You are kidding.
He is not. Come, my bride. Unite with me.
Stay back. Listen, I may have a pretty bumpy track record, but let's get one thing absolutely clear. Even I am not marrying Death.
Doctor! What is happening? Doctor!
Ah, Hortense! You really are bullseye for the question. Since you asked, I'm hanging on to your banner. There's a skeleton around my neck. Oh! Oh, that has definitely never happened before.
What?
Oh, another classic. You remember the skeleton army? Well, they're scaling the castle walls and they're tearing down your banner.
The one you're clinging onto?
Yes, also. The skeleton is jerking me. Very bony fingers.
Doctor, what's more important, the banner or the skeleton?
Oh, you are good, Hortense. Yeah, it's pretty urgent, actually.
Fine, give me a second. Watch out! I'm handy with a broom. Now grab on.
Yeah. Amazing work, Hortense.
Thank you.
But do you know what's even better? I have worked out what the writing on that banner means. Oh, yes! Quick! I've got to crash Donna's wedding.
Keep away from me. Everyone, just please, are you just going to let... just to let this thing...
They have no choice. Death must have his queen. Come, take my hand.
Hello, I've got one.
What?
I just caused an impediment. I've always wanted to say that. Have I missed that bit? I hope not.
Get him out of here.
I love a wedding, especially one where the bride wears white and the groom wears black. Fancy. You must be Death. Always wanted to meet you, a couple of near misses, but finally! Imagine that, Donna. You'll be Mrs. Donna Death. Oh, amazing initials. Get your maids embroidering those hankies now.
Do not mock me, for I am Death.
Well, sort of. Look, shall we stop playing games? Donna, I'm really sorry, but you're not going to be honeymooning at a tikka bar with skull chops here. I'm afraid this has all been an elaborate trap.
For me?
Nope. For me. Hello, Death. Is it me you're looking for? Show's over. You can ignore Donna.
What?
Sorry. Yeah, ignore her. Well, if you can. I know what you really are and who you work for.
I am Death. I work for no one.
Yeah, actually, and this took some finding out, you're a Mephistolian avatar.
A what?
The Mephistoles are brilliant con men. Did you know that, Rudy?
Nonsense.
Con men? The Mephistoles have given us 500 years of peace.
The ultimate gift.
Well,
peace or simply camouflage? The Mephistols make the best perception filters in the cosmos. Hire them, and your kingdom, your planet, your solar system becomes invisible. So long as you can afford the price. And it's rather steep, because, and this is where death comes in, they do like a soul. Am I right?
Yes.
So forget about Donna. Let her get married to Prince Rude Boy here. Let Goritania carry on being invisible. It's me you want.
Hang on.
You offer yourself in her place.
A kingdom for the last of the Time Lords. For Donna, I do.
I shall consider it.
Oh, it's quite a bargain.
What are you doing?
You were lured here, Donna. They were really after me. Rudolph wanted to exchange me for a bit of peace. The one thing no one's going to get, marrying you.
Oi!
Rudolph, I only hope you're worth it. Take me now, Death.
Right, just stop this. Is what he's saying true?
You're wrong, Doctor.
Eh?
I asked Donna to marry me because I love her.
You've got a funny way of showing it.
This wasn't the plan. Believe me.
No, I reminded him that we were due for a sacrifice.
Oh, you would. And you just went along with it.
Well, Rudolph always does what is best for Goritania.
Huh. Oh, then, Donna, I apologise. I got it wrong. I assumed this was all an elaborate ruse and a...
See? It's not all about you.
Indeed. The death of a woman truly loved is of more value to me than you.
Right. Got it.
After all, who loves you? No one.
Hey, steady on.
Rudolph, I can't believe you were going to feed me to that thing.
Not if I can help it. Death, if I may, I just need a word with these royal darlings.
Be my guest. I have my bride.
Oh, you two are quite the pair. Letting Donna pay the price.
A single life for centuries of peace. It's a sacrifice that you were prepared to make yourself.
Yeah, but not Donna. That's not playing fair.
Life so rarely does.
Oh, you can shut up.
How dare you?
Quite easily. Rudolph, you don't deserve Donna, but even you don't deserve your mother. I said shut up. Rudolph, do you love Donna?
Don't answer him.
Yes. Yes, I do. Please, if you can stop this, do.
All right, let's step outside.
You will do no such thing.
Mother! Leave me alone.
Right, just popping outside for a minute with my mate Rudy here. Donna, don't marry anyone. Death, don't eat Donna. Where's your army?
Well, we don't have many soldiers. Haven't needed them. The ones who haven't perished seem to have fled. They've never had to fight before.
I see.
Doctor, if you sort this out, do you think Donna will forgive me?
Tricky. Ah, Hortense, there you are.
Your Majesty.
Ignore him, he's an idiot. This is Hortense. She's a maid. She's worth 100 of you. Done what I asked.
Of course.
Splendid.
Doctor, what would you like doing now?
See? Quite the best companion ever. Give us a hand with these gates, would you?
Are you mad? You'll let them in.
And you'd be a rubbish companion. Gates! All quiet outside. Good.
My fellow maids say that the skeletons are still climbing the walls.
Trying to get at that banner. It really is keeping them out.
The Goritanian flag protects us.
It's the Mephistolian contract woven into the flag. They're very good lawyers. Their agreement is indestructible.
A skeleton soldier!
My maids are knocking them off the walls.
Oh, excellent work, Hortense. Come on, let's go and have a look at this army.
So, Death, let's see. What happens if I do not agree to go with you?
As it says in the wording on the royal standard, we shall destroy the kingdom.
And if I come with you, well, will it be quick?
No.
Not the answer I was looking for.
Are these people worth it? They would have you fed to me. If you wish, I could destroy them all with my touch.
Well, you could, but... I'm many things, but I'm not that.
The time has come. Take my hand.
Look at the devastation they've left already.
My kingdom.
All this is just to soften you up, to make sure you paid, to make sure you killed Donna.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? Don't be sorry!
Have you lured me out here to shout at me? I deserve it.
He does.
No, I need to assess the real strength of what you're up against, calmly. Which is, just now, rather difficult. Oh, Rudolph, how did you end up in this mess?
It's... unclear.
Unclear?! I was hoping for better than that! No one thought doing a deal with someone claiming to be Death was, oh, I don't know, a bad thing!
Well, it wasn't. No wars, no plagues, no famine even. Just peace.
Hortense, have you ever left the kingdom?
No, sir. None of us has. We hear the world outside is strange and terrible.
Well... it is and it isn't, but you're never going to find that out shut up in Brigadoon. Well, Rudolph here nips out for a bit of fun, don't you?
Yes, Well, it's encouraged for the princes to know what we hide from, and also to find a wife from outside.
Ah, because no girl in her right mind is going to get engaged to you if she gets sacrificed on her wedding night. Am I right, Hortense?
It appeals little.
This army. Look at them.
Thousands of skeletons standing in the mist.
They're so silent. Can they sense us?
I just wanted a closer look. I've got a theory. Let's see. See? No reaction. Mephistols talk big, but they have limited resources. Fireworks, smoke and mirrors. Once they're exhausted, that's it. They give up. Now, I think they're concentrating their efforts on the wedding and whatever's left on taking down that banner. Most of this skeleton army... holograms. See? Oh, no. Not a hologram. Pity. Ah, definitely not a hologram.
Doctor, look out!
Oh, you've really got the hang of this, haven't you, Hortense? Whoa, it's woken up!
Outside agency detected. Eliminate.
Yeah!
Would you like to borrow my sword?
Well, you're not going to help out! You might be wondering what I'm achieving. Rolling around in the mud, fending off a skeleton. Ow! Well, I was testing its strength. Turns out strength's pretty good. Not all my hunches work out well, but never mind. Fairly soon I shall exhaust it. Any second, actually. Oh, help!
Oh, give me that sword!
Nice work, Hortense. You took his head off.
Yes. You may have your sword back, Your Majesty.
Thank you. Yes, problem is, the rest of them are now waking up. We need to get back to that wedding, quickly, before Donna does anything silly. Like that. Ah, Donna! Yeah, how are you getting on?
Had worse first dates. Death here's just asked me to dance.
It is time. None can evade me.
He's very persistent.
You know this is a bad idea.
If she does not dance with me now, the contract shall be void. I shall destroy the kingdom.
See? You shall not interfere.
Well, but...
Doctor, just checking. Absolutely sure you can't sonic our way out of this.
I'm working on it. There's got to be a way. Give me time.
There is no time.
You, Death, any small print I should know about?
No. The contract is inviolable and indestructible. I can wait no longer. You must dance with me now.
Right then, for my kingdom. Let's do this.
Donna, you can't.
Do it, girl!
Donna, wait! I love you!
Come on then, Skeletor, take my hand. Death, shall we dance?
I would be delighted.
No, Donna!
I'll let you lead. You dance pretty well.
It has been said.
Donna, stop this!
Do shut up. Can you silence him, not in a permanent way?
Of course.
Donna!
Thanks. Goodbye, Doctor. Do you like your work?
I am Death. It is all I know.
Sounds nice. Not exactly good at small talk, are you?
No. Our dance nears its end. Prepare yourself. I am hungry.
Final thought, just checking. Once I'm gone, you'll keep your side of the bargain.
Of course. The contract cannot be destroyed.
Fair enough. Just so you know, there's only one Donna Noble. I like to think I'm quite the catch.
And now...
Yeah.
You're alive.
Well, don't sound so surprised. My dress is ruined, though.
How?
For extra good luck, my maids sewed my undergarments out of the royal standard. The one thing Death couldn't destroy. Zap. Talk about lucky pants.
You mean you drained his energy through logo psychic transfer?
If it makes you happy, then yeah. Figured Death couldn't get into my pants. You're not the only one to have hunches.
You're alive! Oh, my love, you're alive! You've cheated Death. And
not now. There's a poppet.
I knew it. I knew it! She has brought ruin on all of us. The kingdom falls!
And you can shut up too.
The army, they're rushing on the castle. They'll be here in seconds.
In which case, how's my plan B coming along, Hortense?
Already.
Oh, Hortense, you're brilliant.
Blimey, it didn't take long for you to move on.
Oh, Donna Noble, you're brilliant too. And now it's my turn to save the day. A horse! A horse! This kingdom for a horse!
What?
Your mates are pretty good riders.
We've learned many skills since Donna arrived.
Including javelin throwing.
Battery.
And there's a flag tied to each.
All the flags we can find.
Splendid. Then mates, attack.
Die, cavalier. No, dead.
Mephistols, can you hear me?
Yes.
Look what little Goritania has done. It's beaten your entire army.
The operation has been expensive.
Yeah, and if I were you, I'd cut your losses now.
We're just getting started!
You hear that?
Yes!
Oh, you're welcome to stay, but it'll cost you. Leave this land!
Understood.
And that's the sound of your kingdom being rescued by my maids. Awkward.
Donna, can I just say...
More awkward.
What my son is trying to say is that we acted for the best.
You tried to feed me to death. Do me a favour and shut up, you evil old prune.
Well, how dare you speak to my mother like that?
It's about time somebody did, Mummy's boy.
Perhaps you're right.
Rudolph.
Sorry, Mother.
Do you know the worst thing about you two? Not that you sold your kingdom into slavery... Not that you're cowards. It's not even that you wanted me dead. It's that you've proved the doctor right.
Sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
Hail the doctor! Hail the maids! Hail Queen Donna!
Silence! Don't you realise what you've lost? We have given you generations of peace. Outside, in the real world, is bloodshed, plague, untold horrors. But you have thrown all of that away.
No, not really. Although you'll never hear from the Mephistols again, their perception filter's still working. Unless you want to turn it off and find out what the real world's like, live a little. Yeah, don't knock it till you've tried it. With General Hortense's all-female army of fearsomely literate warriors, you're going to be quite the hit on the international scene.
General Hortense?
Well, I think that's the least they can do. If it were up to me, you'd be running this place. But I don't do revolutions. Not on a Tuesday.
General Hortense. Why not? And Doctor, we owe you. You have taught us the value of war.
Well done. You've had your sport. Now, order must be restored. We're to have a coronation and a wedding, are we not?
Hail Queen Donna! Queen Donna!
Actually, we are not. Rudolph, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, grow up and grow a pair.
How dare you address my son like that?
Rudolph, you're going to have to learn to fight your own battles. And maybe when you can do that... Well, you've got my number. Give me a call.
1780.
Whatever.
Donna, we are well rid of you. You're not worthy of my son. And I never liked you.
You know what? If ever someone needed a Viking River cruise, it's you. Go, see the world, cheer up, and stop, please stop making everyone else miserable, you old cow.
How dare you?
Goodbye, my people. And when you get a chance, look up the word republic.
Done?
Done. Not one of my best weddings. Not one of my worst.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mist is clearing. I think the sun's even coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Donna Noble. Donna Noble.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Oh, I love the smell of regime change in the morning. 6 months from now, the People's Republic of Goritania will be under the control of Generalissimo Hortense. She'll eat Napoleon for breakfast.
You're not going to ask me if I'm all right?
Well, you are, aren't you?
There you go, again. Just assuming. Left, right and centre. Captain Assumption. Yeah, I'm fine. Well, I will be.
I'm sorry about Rudolph. Nice enough. Be happier running a little shop.
So long as his mother didn't move in upstairs.
Oh, she would. She definitely would.
Captain Assumption strikes again. Poor Rudolph. That sort just loved being bossed about.
Donna! Come back, my love! Donna!
Yep, I guess he does. Tempted?
No. I've had a go at being a fairy tale princess, and I tell you what I've learned.
No happy ever afters.
Precisely. Except with you. Come on, let's head for somewhere amazing and miss.
Hey! No, fair enough.
Was I all right? You know, as a queen.
You were brilliant, Donna.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.